FM 90.3 WJTL, Andrew Peterson, I love seeing him in concert. I would have loved seeing him as they did a Rich Mullins tribute this past weekend and at the Ryman Theater. Sorry that I missed that. I did see a couple of little clips and videos, and it sounds like it was amazing. Good morning to you. It's 7:22.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 65. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 83. Clouds are starting to clear now, and it's currently 65 degrees.
There's a great organization in our area called the Worship Links, where worship leaders and pastors get together on a regular basis. And I've got three of those guys with me this morning, Gary Buck, Dan Sigmund, and Ryan Shanker here. Gary is with Petra Church. And Gary, you guys have a big event coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we do. It's coming up October 6th and 7th. On October 6th, Jared Anderson is going to be with us. He's going to be doing a night of worship that evening at Lancaster Bible College. And then the following morning, Saturday morning, at Lancaster Bible College as well, we're doing a Worship Link training event. And it's for anyone who's involved in the worship department, whether you're a worship leader, instrumentalist, you're doing sound. It's for everyone. And that will take place that morning from 9 o'clock till noon. And there's a Chick-fil-A lunch afterwards,
yeah.
Which is...
Oh, we like that.
Big plus. Now, folks want to attend. Do they have to be on a worship team? Do they have to be worship leaders? Can anybody come?
Anybody at all can attend.
Okay.
And Jared will be doing some leading worship Saturday morning as well with Brothers McClurg. And then Jared and the Brothers McClurg, as well as other very qualified area worship leaders, will be teaching some workshops on various subjects, very specific subjects. And we have all the information for everyone where they can register, find out more information at theworshiplink.com.
Theworshiplink.com. Check it out. Coming up October 6th to 7th at LBC. And joining us on the phone from Colorado Springs, it's very early and very dark there, I suspect. Jared Anderson is on the phone. Good morning, Jared.
Oh, my gracious. It is so dark. Good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's so great to have you on. Thank you so much for calling. Jared, I know you're excited about this upcoming Worship Link event that's happening at Lancaster Bible College. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about on Saturday morning.
Yeah, man. My honestly, worship has changed my life and continues to do so. And worship is not about an event or a gathering or music. It's about a posture of the heart. And when people engage in that, there's suddenly an openness and a tenderness towards the Lord and towards what He wants. And that has very powerful. So I think that's the kind of table that we're trying to set and invite people to kind of a deeper walk with God, and it's not a prescription or a formula, but there are ways to engage the Lord that can be so helpful. So that's what we're trying to accomplish, is to help people toward their posture and toward building a community and maybe a vocabulary where people are invited to be healed and restored through Jesus. That's our goal for this event.
Jared, I'm curious, was there one instance or what was it that moment that you felt like worship changed your life that you spoke about?
Yeah, I grew up kind of in church and around music, and I can come back to different instances that were never like premeditated, but really, even in the last couple years, my home, we have just been hungry hippos for the presence of God, and setting an atmosphere as our kids are coming home from school. I just found myself like my soul has been awakened, and I've been doing this for a long time. I think I would be kind of bored by now, honestly. But it's not, because the presence of God and the atmosphere that is set through worship, it continues just to break me open so that I can receive more healing and more restoration from the Lord. So, it just keeps happening continually, and I'm so grateful.
Wow. Jared Anderson is going to be leading worship. He's going to be leading seminars. He'll be speaking as well. And many other local pastors and worship leaders are going to be a part of it as well. It's happening at Lancaster Bible College, October 6th and 7th. And you can get all the information, sign up online, theworshiplink.com. Jared, I'm really impressed. Not only did you get up early this morning to talk to us, but you did such an eloquent job of sharing your heart and what God is doing in your life through worship. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Bless you guys.
Yeah, bless you as well. And we're going to play a Jared Anderson tune. This is Hear Us From Heaven.